It's the Christina LaFrance Show. Time to welcome 1-2 Radio's Long Island psychic medium, Christina LaFrance.
Welcome to 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. This is your host, Christina LaFrance, and you are listening live to the Christina LaFrance Show. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Good afternoon. I hope everybody is faring well during this astrological crazy shitstorm we're having right now. We are on the eve of yet another eclipse, the second eclipse in the past, I don't know, it was a month ago, the last eclipse. I don't even remember, 2 weeks ago. We have an eclipse in the sign of Libra. Libra is ruled by Venus. Venus is currently in Scorpio. It's a lot. What do we want to talk about concerning this eclipse is that, you know, we're on edge, right? A lot of us are on edge, the cardinal signs, especially, Leos and Aquarians, they're not having a great time. I mean, it's affecting all of us. But it's endings, it's new beginnings, it's bringing us to a place where we are realizing that what we have in our lives, little blip, but we were talking about how is this eclipse affecting all of us? You know, it's making us cranky, it's making us on edge. What is this eclipse about? You know, it's bringing us back to a year and a half ago, where we were in this spot where we're no longer, we're coming to an end of a cycle from a year ago is what I want to say. And you know what, it makes so much sense in my life. And if you're currently navigating through and what you were doing, that issue or that major problem that was in the forefront is making a major shift right now in your life. So, if there was a shit show at your job, you might be wrapping that up. You might have gotten that promotion and pushed full steam ahead, or you might have given your resignation and decided to go somewhere else, right? I know for myself that, you know, I was still navigating the waters of some very personal things concerning relationships and, all right, so I'm live. I actually thought I was recording this, guys, because we were having trouble going live. But I guess I should back up and bring you guys up to speed. I was, you know, talking about that we indeed are on the eve of a major solar eclipse tomorrow, and it's in the sign of Libra. Which is ruled by Venus, which is currently in the sign of Scorpio right now. It's a total shit show out there, right? So, I was kind of talking about how, like, you know, if you look back to a year ago in your life and what you were currently working on or navigating in your life, or something that needed to change, but, you know, you were still trying to navigate the waters of making those changes, this eclipse is really bringing us to a close for a lot of those things, you know. So whether it was, you know, a job or a relationship, I was just saying that, you know, for me, it was personal relationships. And, you know, I just got divorced. Like my divorce just was finalized like 3 days ago. It was crazy because I signed the papers like 4 weeks ago and it went before a judge within a month, which is crazy because that never happens. You know, it was like so fast. It was a long time in the making to pull the trigger. But once I signed those papers, I mean, I know people that signed their divorce papers 6 months ago and are still waiting for a judge to sign it. But mine was signed in 4 weeks. I guess the universe really had my back on this one, right? So, last year I was thinking, you know, I got to sell my house. You know, I've got to get this divorce final. I've got to do all these things. And, you know, it was like one thing after another that I was pulling the energy down and avoiding. It wasn't that I didn't want to do it, but I was avoiding the inevitable. You know, this, and listen, anytime there are these major changes in our lives, it is so difficult to pull the trigger. And I'm just one of those people who can procrastinate when things are hard, right? We never want to walk into the unknown. So that's what this eclipse is about. This eclipse is about finally, you know, moving into a space where we're, you know, finishing up these karmic things that are long overdue, you know, and it might not be that big for you. You know, I know the cardinal signs are getting hit pretty hard. I know Leos and Aquarians are getting, you know, right there underneath that, you know, feeling it and making a lot of changes and witnessing their lives just turning into a lot of chaos in lately, but chaos that's going to bring them really wonderful things, you know. And I know that for myself because, you know, I just, you know, I this weekend I had to move out of my boyfriend's house. We were living together for a while at back at his house. He's got this huge house, and I kind of closed my house down. I finally sold it. Oh, I'm going to closing on the 30th, but he went to closing. We had to get out of his house. He just became legally divorced around the same week that I did, which was really crazy. And we had to move his stuff into storage. And now we're you know, at my house for the next 30 days. And, you know, I'm looking around me. There's just boxes everywhere and, you know, totes everywhere. I mean, it's just crazy. And, you know, he has these two huge dogs and I have two cats. And, you know, it's just, it's a shit show, to be honest with you. But, you know, we moved in last night. There was no hot water. Like, we're like, yeah, okay. It's like, you know, but we're laughing through it. We're exhausted. I think yesterday it took us 13 hours to get, you know, the rest of the stuff out of the house. You're talking about like a 5-bedroom house, 3,000 square feet. I mean, like, it was a lot of shit. And, you know, moving the dogs. I mean, they're older dogs. They're so precious. And, you know, they were nervous and they're in my house and they've never been here before. And my house is tiny. It's like 900 square feet. So they're like, where the hell are we? In a closet, you know? So it's, you know, it's just a little nuts, you know, but yeah, we just found out that we can move into our new apartment 2 weeks early. So we're like, all right, so we don't have a month. We're going to actually get out of here in 2 weeks. Yeah, it's just, it's making me smile big because I'm in such a beautiful, sweet spot in my life. And I'm, you know, I'm in this really healthy, beautiful relationship and, you know, it's wonderful. And I have like these new friends and I, you know, new family. And I, you know, it's funny because I was on the phone this morning. I called one of my friends, Lisa, this morning at like 6:45. I'm like, are you awake? Like, I really need to talk to you, you know? And she's like, I'm getting up now. You know, and she talked me off the ledge because I was having a moment. I was having a little bit of a panic attack because just seeing all these things and around the house and the places, you know, just packed to capacity and these dogs. And, you know, it's just, you know, my cats are looking at me like, what the hell is happening right now, you know? But, you know, she talked me off the ledge and she said, you know, Christina, you're usually talking me off the ledge and giving me all of this spiritual advice. She says, and here I says, but you know what? I said, it's really beautiful because you just, you made me smile big and you got me to a really sweet spot, you know? And, you know, so thank you, Lisa, for that. But, yeah, I mean, you know, the spiritual counselor needs counseling sometimes, but yeah, I, you know, I hope that all of you are, riding this wave along with me. It's a lot of chaos. It's a lot of changes. Some of us, maybe not, you know, maybe some of us are just having these moments of awareness that, or like all of a sudden, like, wow, you know, I know that it's, you know, different for all of us. And I know that, I mean, there's so many people who I'm talking to that are actually moving. They're moving their houses physically like I am. A lot of my clients, two or three of them. And, you know, that's happening for a lot of us. I have a couple of clients that are gave notice to their jobs and they're out of there. They're just done. You know, I know people that are ending relationships. I know people that are starting these really new, amazing relationships. It's just, a lot of leap of faith is happening right now, you know, and, it's an exciting time, but it's also anxiety, inducing as well. But you know, listen, there's nothing that we can do, but just ride the wave, you know. We start the week with the moon opposing Saturn, leading up to a potentially rather volatile solar eclipse on Wednesday. That's tomorrow. So if you're feeling a bit emotional and confrontational and on edge, then that's why. You know, I mean, a lot of people, you know, say, and I agree, during eclipses, especially because, you know, it's in Libra, which is ruled by Venus, and Venus is currently in Scorpio, you know, that the There might be a little paranoia out there. There might be some secrets that, are revealed. You might get a juicy secret revealed to you that's going to change your trajectory. I can't talk today. I don't know why I bother trying to say big words. It just changed the whole course of your life. It could be that big, right? Or it could be just a series of things happening where, like, you're just really having an aha moment and really getting your ducks in a row. I know, the past couple of days of just, I mean, the moving process when we were moving was exhausting, but there wasn't really a lot of, like crazy blips that were happening. I think there was one bin that got taken to storage that was supposed to be taken to my house, and it was an easy fix. Thank God we found it right away and it wasn't like buried in the back of the storage unit. But it didn't go down in a way that was chaotic, but when we got to my house, that's when the chaos ensued. We stopped, at 10 o'clock at night to get dinner because we hadn't eaten. And McDonald's, was like really the only choice. And at that point, I live in the boondocks. There's not much around here that's open on, a Monday night. And the food was cold. We were missing food. I was just like, I don't even care. Like, I'm just like, let's just eat whatever they gave us. And let's go to bed. It's just, because, it was just like this day needs to end. So, I mean, we did a show last week, my premiere show coming back, to 1-2 Radio. We were talking about energy, and we were talking about how, we really need to shift our energy and guide it towards where we want to head, and we have to recognize that we carry energy a lot that is from the past, right? And we're creating from that. So we were kind of talking about how important that was, and I want to continue that conversation along with the eclipse conversation because that's usually important because it's happening tomorrow. I'm going to try to get you guys up on my computer, but for now I'm going to look on my phone to say hello to everybody. But I also had this thing that I posted on Facebook, which I love. It's very in line with what we're talking about. Divine timing is really not about time because time doesn't exist. It's more about the inner experiences you have to go through, the beliefs and the emotions you need to release, the energy you need to match in order to manifest what you desire. It's about you becoming the version of yourself energetically that matches reality. And that can happen literally tomorrow. And it's so true because we call that quantum jumping, right? We've done shows on quantum jumping. If you didn't hear my show, I think I did a two or three part series on quantum jumping. You can go back into the archives, and Jay always has everything labeled beautifully. So you just look through the archives and see what's labeled quantum jumping. It's definitely worth the re-listen. But that's what quantum jumping is, guys. It's really about changing your perspective about something, right? So, because let's just give a for instance, if we're moving into a space where we're always saying this isn't going to work out, this is a shit show, like I can never leave this job because I make really good money and I need to pay my bills and blah 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 blah. If you keep telling that story, you stay within that timeline, and the universe keeps rewarding you. Well, not really rewarding you. The universe keeps showing you, because the universe doesn't reward you or spite you. It just matches your vibration. So the universe keeps matching your vibration that says, this job, I'm never getting out of it. I have to pay my mortgage. And that's the vibrational place that you stay in. And the universe just keeps giving you more and more like situations that match that, right? And usually, when you're in a job that you can't stand, it kind of flows into other aspects of your life as well, right? So, when I say quantum jumping, I mean, it's a fancy way of saying change your thoughts, change your life, change the words that come out of your mouth, change your belief system. So, if you are stuck currently in a place vibrationally that is not meeting what you're wanting for your future, that's when you have to move into a space where you start to do the inner work that says, all right, so I have this belief that I'm never going to get another job. I might as well stay here. I put in all this time, blah, 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 whatever. And if you really want to make that vibrational shift, you have to do the inner work where you say to yourself, you know, this is what my dad taught me, or this is what my mom and dad, the way that they used to talk, or the things that they used to say, and how they kind of believed life should go. But I don't have to align with that anymore. Even though it was something that I was taught growing up and that I firmly believe, I can actually change that. You know, and that's where that comes in. That's where you start, because if you don't change the eternal dialogue and the eternal belief system, which is your core belief system, if you don't change the core belief system, you're never going to change the outer world. We talked really intensely last week about, you know, changing our and shifting ourselves vibrationally, and how that we can unpack that and do that, you know, and we're going to continue that conversation. But it really does start with really owning what your core belief system is, so that you could start to change your mind about that. Because like I said, nothing in the outer world will shift until you change your inner world. And I always say this to everybody. I always say, and I have to remind myself about it all the time, is that we are living in our own private universes. So whatever our core belief is, whichever way we speak to ourselves, whichever affirmations we have for the day, and, you know, affirmations meaning like whatever you put out into the universe, anything you're putting out into the universe is an affirmation, right? Whether it's, you know, good or bad, you know, or whether it's taking you to where you want to be or not, you're affirming that to the universe. So it's really about getting that inner dialogue to match what you want, right? And we got to fake it till we make it a lot, right? But we also have to do the shadow work. There's no getting around that. We have to do the shadow work where we look at it and we understand that this is not my story. This happens to be my parents' story. This is what my parents believe. I actually had a phone call with somebody a couple of days ago, a client of mine who I absolutely adore. And, you know, when in Rome, because we are in eclipse season and we're having these revelations that are coming to us, you know, it's like my life is being completely rerouted. You know, I'm actually moving house. Like it's huge for me, this eclipse. For some people, it's a lot of awareness that's coming in, like these aha moments that are clicking in the head, but they're now still stagnant in the body. So let me explain that. And I think I've explained it on the last show, but it's worth talking about again, is that we could have the knowledge in our heads, right? We can understand why we're in a certain situation, why we're in a bad relationship that we just is making us miserable. It's making us physically ill, a job, whatever you want to insert into that. We could have the knowledge in our heads that it's not good for us. We shouldn't be there, but we can't move because we're so taken over by fear. And we know that it's not good for us, but we just stay in it, right? Been there, done that. I think all of us have. And what winds up happening is that your logical mind is not running the show. It's just not. It's all the pain from the past and the things that were taught to you that's running the show. Okay. So that's why it's so important to do the shadow work, to look back to see, you know, why do I have this type of thinking? Why am I so fearful of taking care of myself? You know, why am I, you know, and I spoke to my clients about this and she was like, Christina, I think it's hitting my body. I think it's hitting my body because I'm releasing so much and the fear is starting to dissipate and it's hitting home, you know, because I always say to her, like, you know, and I say this to all of you, that the knowledge is a beautiful thing. It's the stepping stone, but it's got to hit the body. And what I mean by that is the shadow work has to be done. You have to bring up all the raw emotions. You have to bring up why you know, the things that have transpired in your past that have brought you to this. And you have to do a lot of soul searching. You know, listen, if you have to roll up in a ball for a couple of days and cry it out, that's the best thing you can do because you're actually releasing that from your body. That's how it hits the body. Everybody's so afraid of thinking about the past or, you know, we've had these deep wounds that a lot of us carry from childhood, these scars of, you know, some people with horrific childhood abuse, You name it. Everybody's got something, and we're so afraid to face it or talk about it, because we think it's going to take us out. But emotions, they don't really take us out. They just want to be felt. And sometimes it's obviously safer to talk to a professional, be in therapy and all that stuff, depending on what has happened in your background. But the honesty of it is that we're holding on to it and we're burying it within our bodies, and it's causing disease. It's causing all kinds of malfunctions within our physical body. And it's also keeping us stuck in places and relationships and jobs and wherever else we are in the world, because we're just afraid to face it. And she said, I took your advice, and when the rough emotions came up about my childhood and how I was actually just repeating my childhood over via this relationship that I'm in, she said, all the raw emotions came up. I was so angry at first. She's like, I was spitting nails, Christina. And I was like, good, good. I'm really glad. I'm really happy that you were really angry. I said, because that's when you know the body is trying to release the past. Because the body holds it all. It holds it all. I've taught you guys so much about the pain body via a lot of the works of Eckhart Tolle, right? The Power of Now, A New Earth, all of those books. I've taught you so much about the pain body. He teaches extensively on the pain body and talks about it beautifully. Go back into the archives, if you want to learn about the pain body, if that's where you're at, if you're needing to release your pain body about things from the past, you can go back to the archives and look and see what's labeled the pain body or shadow work, either one. Everything's labeled to go back and to give a listen. We'll probably do some coming shows about that, being that we're kind of navigating in this territory. It's never a waste of time to go back, because we learn through repetition, right? And it's a good thing, actually. So definitely do that. But the pain, the body holds pain. They call that the pain body. And we just keep stuffing it and stuffing it. Some of us don't talk about our past, or we do nothing but talk about our past, right? So that kind of vibration, whether we are stuck in the victim mentality, and I'm not saying that people weren't victimized or I wasn't, we all have been victimized, but we either get stuck in the spot of always constantly referring back to our abuse, and victimizing ourselves. And I just want to stop and pause for a second and remind all of us that, listen, a pity party every now and then, whatever, it's perfectly normal. But I'm talking about somebody on a daily basis who will talk about their abuse, no matter what, they're segueing it into the conversation. And sometimes we go through a couple of months of that, but I don't want anybody to be offended by it. It's just, it is what it is, right? I want you to think about the vibratory rate that that emits to the world, right? And then we wonder why it takes us so long to align to the things we want. It's such a difficult task to pull off when we're aligned in that, when we're aligned in that energy that is so low. That's why it's so important to do the shadow work, I know for a long time I was in a spot where I was playing the blame game a lot. We all do that, right? And when my life started changing significantly when I stopped pointing the finger at other people, right? I mean, we all have to make our story sacred. That's absolutely 100% correct. It's important to make your story sacred and to tell your story. But if we're stuck in that place where we're constantly blaming and avoiding ourselves, that is going to be, an energy that is not going to be a match for what we want. So, we could do all these manifesting exercises. We can light candles. We can do spells. We can, all of that stuff is frivolous. It means nothing. All the stones, all the crystals, it's all might as well just be garbage. Because the energy that's behind it, if it's in that blame energy, the victim energy, all of those low vibrating energies, all that stuff is just, it's a wash. They're really beautiful when your energy is in the right place. It's like a healer. A healer can't facilitate a healing or Reiki or beautiful energy when they're in those type of energy bubbles of, victimhood or, whatever, blame the blame game, all that shit. That's why it's important for us when we are trying to manifest certain things in our lives to really, we can't bypass the shadow work. We just can't. We have to get to a point in our lives where we start to recognize that we are participating in a certain thing. We can't see when we blame other people for things that are going on in our lives, we give away our power in a very big way. And I did that for years, And really what it is it's a cover up for not being able to feel confident enough or strong enough and come out from underneath and do what you have to do to move forward. I'm going to blame my childhood. I'm going to blame, my ex-husband. I'm going to blame my children that, they're rotten, whatever, it's a way of avoiding moving forward in life. And I will honestly tell you, I've done it, done that, been there, bought the t-shirt. I think that's just a human response. It's just if you're human, then you've done that in your life, But the most changes that took place in my life is when I started really taking responsibility for my own choices. And people could do what they want around me, but I started to realize that I was in control. I didn't have to participate in that stuff anymore. I could remove myself. And I'm not going to sit here and tell you that it's without consequence, because it's not. When you start to get healthy and you start making choices and having good boundaries in the world, there are going to be a lot of folks that are not going to be your best friends anymore. They're going to look at you like, what the hell is she doing? I've gotten a lot of those looks. It's a brave thing to have to do, and it's not an easy thing to do. But I think we become super empowered in our lives when we start making choices that are based on our own needs and not everyone else around us. Now, obviously, if you have small children, you know what I mean. You've got to include yourself in that. But children, it's a different story, right? Because sometimes you have to be selfless in certain situations like that. And I mean, I totally understand that part of it. I'm a mother, but I've made a lot of choices over the past couple of months that I just had to give zero, for what other people thought. I had to do what was right for me, and I had no issue saying it, that this is not going to work for me. I'm not going to do that, and certain people I'm sure were, raising their eyebrows and saying, oh my God, I can't believe she's doing that. You know what I mean? Like, oh my God. And I just gave, zero, what's, because you do get to that point eventually. You become so confident in who you are, and you don't make choices. No, you no longer make choices based on the happiness of everyone around you, your whole tribe. Like, I have to pass this through the entire tribe, make sure this is okay with my mother, my sister, my brother, my husband, my, I mean, well, your husband, right? But, a lot of the times we're just filtering it through so many different people before, oh, I can't do this. I can't move here because this is going to upset this person, or, this is not going to be okay with that person. That's when you are becoming dangerously confident. When you start to not care, it's not that you don't care about the people around you, but you start to make choices. And it's so free to make choices based on what you want rather than what other people want of you. It's such a freeing thing to do. It really is. I've seen people like this. I know that they exist in the world, and I know that they're happy. And I used to just look at them with like, wow, I wish I could do that, but I am now. And I promise you that it's not an easy thing to get through or an easy passage. But once you start living for yourself and making choices that are based on your happiness, rather than other people, oh God, the doors that fly open are amazing. Because let's think about this. if we're making choices that are based on what make other people happy and filtering it through the entire family before we make the choice, what kind of vibratory rate do you actually think you're in? Resentment. You're resenting the hell out of people. And do you really think that resentment is the type of energy that's going to manifest what your desires? No, absolutely not. So manifestation is a lot more complicated than lighting candles and, you know, an altar and all that jazz, right? I wish it wasn't. I really wish that, you know, all that other stuff worked. It's a beautiful thing to take along, you know, on the ride, but it's not the whole thing. You know, the shadow work is something that we can't bypass. We just can't, you know? All right, let me stop talking for 1 second. Ha ha ha. And let me check in with you guys. Let me see if I could check in with you on my phone. Yes, I can. Hello, Renee Andrews. Wonderful to see you. Hello, Nancy. Jack, how are you? Wonderful to have you both. Hello, Chelly. How are you? Wonderful to see you. My New York accent, huh? I know people get a kick out of me teaching spirituality with my New York accent. It's something everybody always mentions. All right, let's see. Quelly, how are you? Wonderful to see you. Hi, Karen. So nice to see you. Pamela is here. So nice to see you. Hey, everybody's here. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. You guys have any questions you want to throw in the chat room? I would love to answer some questions. I think I might have, oh, I have a deck of physical cards here. So if you guys would like to ask a question, I'd be happy to do that. Let me know, jump in and give me some comments on how you guys are doing on the eve of this eclipse. And if there's any major things going on in your life, any changes, any questions that you have, if you want me to just flip some cards for you, I'd be happy to do that. Let's see, hang on. I did write a few notes. I just want to make sure that I'm covering everything. I think I pretty much did. Let's just see, hang on. I know. All right. So I wrote this down. With awareness, there comes choice. And so you're able to say, I allow this moment to be as it is. And then suddenly, where before there was irritation, there is now a sense of aliveness and peace. And out of that comes right action. I love that. I love that. Because what this is telling us, this is a quote from Eckhart Tolle, by the way. What this is telling us is that we don't, whatever is happening in the moment, we can get angry about it. We can dislike it. We could do all those things. We could yell, we can curse, you know, like, you know, I came home to no hot water, you know, there's a lot of chaos in the house. There's things all over the place. You know, I found myself getting irritated and, I decided, you know what, and it's the famous thing that everybody always says, but, and some people hate this, but it is what it is, you know? And as soon as we start with that, it is what it is, and I'm just going to be present in this moment and allow for whatever is here to just be okay with it, even though I'm not telling you that you have to love what's happening. I'm not saying that, but just acceptance, because the funny thing about acceptance is, and what this quote is trying to drive forward, is that acceptance brings us to solutions. Out of acceptance, portals, doors, ripple effects happen in the universe. When we're in a constant state of not accepting the moment, then the universe aligns us to more like situations. So more of a shit show starts to happen. And you guys know this is true. You know it's true. Because you've started out the day with, oh my God, it's going to be a terrible day. I woke up late. I'm rushing to work. Today's a shit show. Oh my God, you know. But if we turned that around in the moment and we just took a deep breath and said, it is what it is. I woke up late and I'm going to be late for work. I'm going to call my boss. I'm going to let them know. And that's that. And I'm not going to put myself in a complete frenzy over it because you can't pull back the clock, right? We instead of allowing the things that happen during the course of the day to take us on this wild ride for more things to happen, we have to become present in the moment and just accept. Acceptance brings answers, right? And I think too, it's like I know a lot of people that their lives are and this is a very difficult energy for me that I've had to pull myself out of many times. They're just the chaos. Chaos is something that some people thrive off of, right? And I used to be a chaos junkie, I'm not gonna lie. And when I find chaos ensuing in my life, I cringe because I lived my life like that for so long, you know? And I have to step outside of it. I have to. I'm a double fire sign, so there's a danger of me, liking chaos. Right? And it took me a really long time to get peaceful within my own being, but I can get wrapped up in it sometimes. And I have to realize that, it's like a hit. It's like an adrenaline hit in the body. A lot of people thrive off of chaos, and that's one of my things that I have to watch, So yeah, why I'm saying that is because there's something for all of us, right? We all have a hook, right? We have to watch out, like, on what we do during the day and who we're spending time with. And, are the people that you're spending time with bringing you closer to what you want, or are they pulling your energy in a way that's pulling you away from what you want? How are you spending your day? Remember, we talked about psychic hygiene last week, was so important in facilitating maintenance within your own your own vibratory rate, And listen, if you can't keep your vibratory rate in a positive realm 24 hours a day, well, welcome to being a human. That's not what we're talking about. That's impossible. I remember, I think I had a conversation with Louise Hay about this. I always smile so big when I get to say that because what a blessing and honor to have been able to spend time with, Louise Hay. She's a freaking icon, for God's sakes. And I think she said, like 80%, like I could stay there 80%. And that was freaking Louise Hay. You know what I mean? So what I want to say to you is that, we're living this dual life, where we're souls having this human experience. We're both and, but we can't neglect the fact that we are human and that we are having a human life, which, contains all these emotions and anger and fear and sickness and all these things that come along with being a human, right? We can't avoid any of that. We can't, because we signed on for that, right? But we can choose to vibrate in a higher vibration to move things in our lives. We listen, if we're going to accept the humanness, we have to accept the other part of us that can be pretty fucking magical at times, right? There, it's both and. It's not that you need to be more of the other. You just need to have a balance of both, right? You have to. I know some spiritual people, and I mean, I've even, got caught up in that shit a while ago where you just, I got to be spiritual 100% of the time, And then, I realized like that's bullshit, But, being spiritual is recognizing too that you're living a human existence and you have to embrace that part of you as well. And sometimes, listen, there are people that are asleep at the wheel and they're living a total human experience. Like I have people that will just outright say to me, "Well, I don't believe in what you do." And I really would like to say, I really don't care. You know what I mean? Like I don't like it, and I don't mean that in a nasty way. I really don't have any energy for it. I don't have any energy towards it. I don't have energy towards people who sleep. I don't that it's completely their experience that they're here having. You know, I mean, maybe 10 years ago, I would have been like, well, let me tell you this. But I don't do that anymore. I have respect for people who are asleep. I have a respect for people who are just living out their human experience without that recognition of the vastness of their soul. I really do. I don't have any energy towards it. And I don't mean it in a nasty way. I just think that we have to, and if you're listening to me, obviously you're in touch with your soul, right? But we have to, as much as we want to embrace that soulful part of us, that spiritual beauty of us, that amazing part of us that can jump timelines and quantum jump and manifest things, we really do have to embrace the humanness of us and how freaking beautiful it is to be human and all the amazing experiences that we have as humans on this earth plane. You know, we get to have children and we get to experience beautiful love and messy, you know, drag out fights of, you know, fighting and all that. I mean, I know that sounds nuts, but like we get to experience all of it, you know, and we have to come to some balance when it comes to both, because we are both. And if we try to fight the humanness and you know, try to say, oh, we have to be positive all the time, that's not going to put you in a good vibration. That's going to put you in the lowest vibration, which is shame. So remember, guys, part of lifting yourself to a better vibration and bringing in what you want is really embracing the you know, the humanness within you, embracing your flaws and embracing all of it. Life is full of messiness. It's beautiful love. It's, you know, it's anger. It's all of it. You know, we have to ride all of that and be in acceptance of whatever this moment brings to you. Accept it. Right. And that's a big, big thing for moving your energy into a place that you want to move it into. You'll see everything that you accept. You start to get messages from the universe to solve everything, you know? That's just how it works, right? And don't forget to embrace that beautiful spiritual part of you where you're taking care of yourself and your psychic hygiene. That's going to bring your vibration up as well. I can't believe that we only have a minute left because we lost, you know, a good portion of the show because I was having technical issues. Jay was having time is, you know, it's we're on the, you know. We're on the eve of an eclipse, but I want to just say to everybody, thank you for listening to all my babble about energy. I hope it was coherent. And I wish everybody a safe eclipse tomorrow. And I hope that everybody, you know, just rides the waves, whatever is brought to you in this moment and tomorrow, and whatever's happening in your life, whatever awareness comes in, it's such a blessing. And such a gift, all that beautiful awareness that's coming in. And if it's pure fucking chaos, embrace that too, because that's all part of our human experience to get us to where we need to be. All right, guys, I hope everybody has an amazing week ahead. And I will see you back here next Tuesday. And if you need to chat, you know, you can always find me at 12listen.com. You can check out my website at christinalafrance.com. Take care, everybody. You've been listening to the Christina LaFrance Show.
It's the Christina LaFrance Show.